is a stand up on top of my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro & Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listeners' questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigerox@msn.com. That is bfigero@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got the answers. Whatever your legal issues or concerns, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. You can call us on any legal issue or concern that you may have. And one of the issues that you can call us on is estate planning. Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. When dealing with estate laws, you are undertaking a process that will decide what happens to your lifetime assets. When selecting an estate attorney, you want someone who is knowledgeable and experienced in these legal matters and the many estate laws in New York. Remember, estate planning ensures that your assets go to the desired recipients in the way you see fit. Mr. Figaro?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, and hey, did you get your vaccine? I'm trying to get my own. A lot of us, some of us are thinking, hey, I don't want to get a vaccine. Well, for those of you who do not want a vaccine, please call me now for a free estate planning consultation, because you increase the probability of you dying without the vaccine. Yes. Hey, some people might get the vaccine and die immediately. It has happened. Not many. And some of us, for various reasons, may not want the vaccine, but is it a scientific reason? And these are the issues plaguing our community, so to speak, now. For one reason or the other, blacks, Hispanics, minorities, we are not taking the vaccine like white people. Even though the white people say they're not wearing a mask, they are in the front of the line to get their vaccine. So we have to be very careful where we get our attitude, our education, and make our and how we make our conclusions. What do lawyers do? We listen to the facts. We investigate how you may benefit from the law based on the facts and based on the type of law, based on the type of assistance that you need. So lawyers listen. And when they listen, most times they are silent. And then they do their research, or if they have the answer already in that consultation, they will give it to you. That's the relationship you want to have with Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we have answers. Those answers is based on a quarter century of experience. So, are you ready? Are you going to take that vaccine? And if not, let's do an estate planning consultation. Because if you're married, do you want to give your husband everything or your wife? If you're separated but still married, then you need to have a divorce, because that spouse could get everything that you work hard for and not in the same proportion as your children. So if you don't do a will, what we do is called letters of administration, and we go by New York state law, where your spouse will inherit something whether or not you like it or not. Do you have stepchildren? Do you have children? He has children, and they are of different biological fathers. Then are you dependent on your spouse to protect your children with another person? You have to be careful. So all the assets that you have, how much, and him or her, who gets what? You have to be cognizant of this. Who's going to take care of you while you're in the hospital dying from the virus? Who's going to take care of the cat and dog at home? These are things that you have to take into consideration in this pandemic. And if you are one of those people who decide that you do not want the vaccine, I have family who are saying the same thing, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? But this is what our people are saying within our family, within our friends, and obviously some of our clients. So we have to educate each other. We have to prepare for the contingency that we are not here tomorrow. If you're a single parent, that's a big issue in our community, black and brown, single parents. Daddy is missing in action. He could be married now. He could be in prison. There are a lot of factors that determine why he is not there. But is he the person you want to be the guardian of your child, that minor? Is he the person that you want to manage any assets on behalf of your child? So in your will, estate planning, you could have guardianship to one person taking care of the child, but another person is empowered who has financial smarts to do so for you. Or it could be an institution, like a financial institution, like a bank or insurance company. So we have to manage our assets. The home that you own, is it in your name? Is the home with a spouse? Is the home with other members? Do you have a tenancy in common or a joint and survivor? Or are you tenants in common? And what does that mean? Because the deed to the property could mean that you are already disinheriting the people that you love. And because you did this already, and you got an explanation or you didn't get an explanation, doesn't mean that you shouldn't have a second opinion. People come to the office. They say, yeah, I own this property, 123 Sesame Street. I say, okay, let me check and see what type of deed it is, and in terms of tenants in common, joint and survival, tenants by the entirety. And sometimes I discover the property is not even in their name. And all of a sudden, they start sweating. Well, you thought the deed was in your name? Why you thought so? And that brings up a lot of questions, and then they go home either angry, or they go and do their investigation, or we assist them with their investigation. So in New York City, you could actually have alerts come into your email if someone is trying to or did transfer the property away from you to another person. Also, the best way to inherit property or anything is by a trust. Is it a revocable or irrevocable trust? Do you want to obviously safeguard your interests? because today they love you and they're giving you this, and then next week they love somebody else and you disinherited. How do you secure your inheritance from your family and your loved ones? These are issues that we take into consideration. There's also obviously tax issues and other financial issues, or even your own security. Some people, obviously, they don't die tomorrow, even if they prepare a will today. And some people don't want to do a will or any estate planning because it's a bad omen. So please, those are the same people who may be thinking, I do not want a vaccine, it's a bad omen. From my investigation so far, it is the safest thing to do is to take the vaccine because there are other strains of the virus. Because it will help you in terms of resisting if you get that disease. My stepfather recently survived getting the virus because he already got the first shot in the vaccine. So his symptoms were mild. So this was very close to home for me. So I am saying to you guys, please get your vaccine. If you don't, call for our free, no obligation consultation on estate planning. You don't have to have money to do estate planning. You single parents are out there, and you know it's a lot of you. All right? It's have more single parents that are women than are men. That's life. You should also be doing estate planning. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions. We got answers. Please give us a call. 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Call and schedule a free consultation. It could be done via the phone. You could also go to our website, Ask the Lawyer. Go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you for listening.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.